Hey, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on the 17th day of May. That could have rhymed if my comedic timing was better, but it didn't. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this show. I'm super grateful. This is brought to you by Healing Every Day, which is a 90-day devotional of healing from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and kind of an unpacking of those scriptures that have been so key to me on my own healing journey. So today's verses are from 2 John 12 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible, and it says this: Though I have many things to write to you, I do not want to do so with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face so that your joy may be made full. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I come to you as one who is a product of this technological world where I have lost the joy of face to face, and I confess it to you. It's easier sometimes to sit behind a screen than it is to stare into someone's eyes and dignify them in a circle of two. And so, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for thinking that electronics, even though they can be good tools, cannot substitute for face-to-face communication. And so I also pray for those listening today, Lord, that this would be a day where we experience you with skin on, where we experience other people in the body of Christ, where we rub shoulders with those who are broken, where we love those who need love, where we offer our prayers for those in their presence. Lord, I know for me that when I have been physically prayed for in the moment with someone right there, it has transformed me utterly. I am so grateful for that. And so, Lord, because I am, I pray that you would help me to be a catalyst to do that in my life. Lord, help us to not substitute communication over the airwaves with face-to-face communication. Lord, help us, even those of us who are afraid. There's folks out there who are agoraphobic, I'm sure, and there's also people who have social anxiety disorder, and so the internet's been a blessing to them because it's a way they can have community without having to go out into public. But Lord, all of us need close friends. And so I'm just going to pray today that you would bring close friends to the listening audience today. I remember back in seventh grade where I was so lonely and I didn't care about being cool or popular. I literally just wanted one friend. And I wasn't even a praying person back then, but I had this longing. And I remember that you were so gracious, God, even before I knew you, that you granted Kelly and Anita to me during that time. And they were my lifelines when I was so very suicidal. And so, Lord, I know the power of friendship and the importance of relationship. It has changed my life in so many ways. It's such a great delight to meet other people. It's such a joy to befriend someone new. And it's also such an amazing thing to have a long-standing friend. And so, Lord, we lift up our friendships to you today. We pray you would bring us new friends. You know, there's that phrase, make new friends, but keep the old. One is silver and the other's gold. Lord, we need both. We need new relationships and we need old friendships. Lord, help us to cultivate and nurture our old friendships, and help us to have open hearts for new friendships so that we can grow. I know for me, I grow in the circle of relationship, and if my relationship circle shrinks, I tend to shrink as well. And so I'm not advocating, Lord, for thousands and thousands of friends, because that doesn't make any sense, but for meaningful connections with people in our everyday life, and really one or two really good friends. That's what I'm praying for. And I thank you for the friends that you've given me. And I thank you for the friend that is my husband. And I thank you for the friends that are my children. It's really cool to begin to cultivate that relationship as well. Lord, for those who are lonely today, I pray that you would bring a friend. And I pray too, Lord, that you would be their friend, that they would experience your presence in ways that they never have before. Lord, that they would know that you are with them, you're walking alongside, and you're whispering truth and life and health and love into their ears. I thank you that you are the kind of God that pursues us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. You can get a free painting every month at the $5 level. You can get your name on a wall at the $10 and at the $20, which is really kind of the backbone of my Patreon supporters. You get a free podcast that nobody else gets. So thank you so much for all of you who have sponsored the podcast. And for the rest, I'm just so grateful for you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time, for investing in your relationship with God through prayer. It's really humbling to me, and I'm really grateful for you.